welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. My name is Tom.
I'm Reggie.
Okay.
This week we are doing our very special Christmas episode, or as I like to call it, Krimpus.
Krimpus. It's Merry Krimpus.
But not Krampus.
No, we did watch Krampus last night, though.
That is a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. It's a different Christmas, but as I've had to adopt the mindset during this pandemic, you know, we can be sad about the things we can't do, but let's just try and be excited about the new things we get to try this year.
Make it as best as we can.
Absolutely.
Well, Christmas is a interesting season for me. I've always enjoyed it, even though I have really bad seasonal depression and am not a fan of winter, but I do love Christmas and snow. Of course, when I leave town for Christmas is when we're getting a white Christmas, it sounds like.
It's raining right now, but it might turn into snow.
Yeah, where I am, they're more worried about tornadoes at the moment. So,
the classic Christmas tornado.
Windy Christmas. Well, Reggie, what have you been nerding out on this week?
Oh, Lord. Well, in anticipation of Christmas, of course, we've been watching all kinds of movies. We have family traditions that we like to watch: Die Hard, Krampus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, Grinch. You know, all those movies that are Christmas related. We also have been playing, of course, Dead by Daylight, constantly playing that. It seems like that's really been a bonding thing that me and my family, the three of us, have been able to do together. We have three copies of the game now, so we can all three play together, even when other people aren't available. And actually, the other night, we almost went on to bed, and my kid was like, well, can we just play one round? You know, one round of bonding. So I really, really enjoyed playing that. Also, finally got some stuff for my character in the game. I got the outfit for Kate that I like, and we got the killers, and I've been doing all the Christmas stuff. And honestly, this week has just been Christmas related: shopping and watching and playing and doing and Christmas.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like besides this podcast and coaching, Dead by Daylight is probably like the only social outlet I have at the moment.
But it's fun though, and you've gotten your wife to join too.
Oh yeah, it's a fun game. I mean, you really only have to master about four buttons and learn how to run away from the killer, but it definitely gets your heart rate up, and it's a fun family game, running away from serial killers. Well, what about you, Shane?
Well, I haven't got to play so much Dead by Daylight because, like you guys, Christmas has been a big part of my week, preparing for that, getting things wrapped, packed in my car, because I am seeing my parents and my siblings for Christmas. But today started the official Christmas event in Animal Crossing, and I am always doing Animal Crossing.
Nice.
Jingle, Black-Nosed Reindeer stops by your town for Toy Day, and Toy Day happens today on the 24th, as opposed to tomorrow when you guys are hearing this on the 25th. And Jingle comes by and you help Jingle deliver presents to all your residents, and you get some new Christmas items that you can make, and he gives you a few Christmas items to display on your island. So I have actually already completed that, and I got the exclusive little stocking set that if I hang in my house, which I have in Animal Crossing, that the next day I will receive his picture in the stocking. So I'm uber excited about that.
Nice.
Other things that I've been nerding out on: a lot of writing my secret play.
No. You writing? Never.
Exactly. It never stops. And of course, as the Beanstalk Turns Christmas episode, which is out now on Facebook, Beanstalk Community Theater, look us up. You can see all three of us on there as a character. And then I think I am finishing my December book, which means I will have read one book each month this year, completing my goal. And that's a goal I think I'm going to keep. I love reading, and reading just inspires me to write more. So once I complete this December book, I'll start over again in January.
Are you going to do two books a month this year?
No, one I think is my limit. One, and then like if I want to read comics on the side, which totally count as books, but those are a lot easier to read as I'm reading a bigger fictional book of what I like.
My wife is a machine when it comes to those like yearly book challenges. She did one. She probably reads like 30 or 40 books a year. I wish I could read like my wife does.
Wow.
Yeah, but
I wish I could read like that too, but I get so invested in series because I love reading series that I don't want them to end. And so I'll purposely take all month or only read like one chapter a day or one chapter every other day so it lasts longer.
I'm just terrible at starting books, and it's the same with video games. I just don't like the slow beginning stuff. I've started listening to Audible a lot more.
I love Audible. I've got Ready Player One narrated by Will Wheaton on Audible. It was so good. Oh, it was so good. I also have a full cast of Dracula, the book, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and it's narrated, not narrated, but done by an entire full cast. Tim Curry is in it. Anthony Hopkins. Like they tried to get people from the movie to come and do the audiobook too. So it's really good.
Very nice, Shane.
Thank you.
Well, as far as what I've been nerding out on, it's not changed much since last week. I've been mostly playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I do have a correction from last week. I talked about how the original classic mode was random in the enemies that you face, and that was very wrong because it was the same thing every time. Because I remember how terrible fighting Metal Mario was. If we ever do top villains, Metal Mario from the original Super Smash Bros. Might be on there because he ruined me getting NES
Oh
so many
no.
times. Because you had to beat it on like hard mode with only three lives or something like that, and I would always make it a Metal Mario and lose. So that's one correction there. But almost have all the characters unlocked. I have been playing the classic mode to unlock all of them, and it's very neat how much thought they put into the different storylines for each classic mode. Like with Mega Man at the end, you fight Mewtwo and Dr. Mario, and I guess that's supposed to be a play on Dr. Wily. And you're in front of Dr. Wily's lair. So even though Mega Man doesn't have a villain in the game, I thought it was really cool how they made up for it. And just the different like all the Castlevania characters fighting Dracula. That's pretty cool. And actually my I just found out they have a Castlevania like multi-pack for the Switch or Switch that I'm really considering buying.
Is it the which one is it?
It's like all of them or
Oh,
something.
really?
Yeah, it's a, I just read about it. I hadn't even looked it up in the store yet, but it's very I never knew that Castlevania and Metroid were so similar to the point that they call that type of gameplay Metroidvania.
Specifically, Symphony of the Night, the one that came out on the PlayStation. I've probably played that Castlevania like 10 times. You should definitely play that one. It's just like Metroid.
Have to check it out. And then last thing, I on my drive down to where I'm spending Christmas, I stopped at a Sheetz and found smoothies.
Nice.
Yeah, Shane's favorite, Katie. And I have to admit, I think I like them better than Reese's cups. I'm a little disappointed that they aren't more butterscotchy. I see how you could think that they were just double peanut butter.
Yeah,
But
for like 30 years of my life.
they are very good. And they had all of that company's different cups at the Sheetz. But had to try smoothies after hearing about them on the last episode.
I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Oh yeah. They gotta love all the things I've learned on this podcast, like exotic candies. Well, I guess I will get into my list of favorite Christmas, just favorite things about Christmas.
Christmas time.
So my number five on my list has to be Christmas specials, just of different shows. I remember the Rugrats always had a special theme song on Christmas that was like played by a harp, which was I loved that Christmas episode, especially the one where they're trying to figure out if they all believe in Santa Claus, and they like hire the Santa Claus to come to the house, and they're staying somewhere else, and they're all afraid of getting coal. That was one of my favorites. And then I'd say my favorite Christmas special of any show ever has to be the SpongeBob Christmas special. The first Christmas special. I thought that it was hilarious. The song in that might be one of my favorite songs ever, especially when Mr. Krabs goes into falsetto. But yeah, just the different Christmas specials have always been my favorite. There are a couple good Simpsons Christmas specials, especially the one with Gary Coleman.
Oh yeah.
And the Furby spoof in that one was great. They buy the school.
Yeah.
And use it to do marketing research to create Funzo, which was literally just a Furby, but then he's programmed to kill all of the other toys that people have. My next thing on the list is Celebration by Sierra Nevada. It's their winter seasonal beer. I'm a big fan of IPAs, and it comes out. It's like one of those things when I see it in a store, I have to buy it, whether like I'm at the store for that or not. But I do enjoy seasonal beers, and it's probably one of my favorite seasonal beers of all time. And it just brings back good memories of Christmas and in college and all that fun stuff. Next on my list, Christmas Vacation, the movie.
Okay.
That one is just an all-time classic for me. We always would watch it with my grandfather, who's passed away in the last few years. But, you know, just it's a funny movie by itself. But watching that movie with my grandfather and hearing his commentary on it, especially when Chevy Chase has the meltdown in it, that he'd be like, "Oh, he's throwing a temper tantrum right there," and that has some of the best lines.
We also watch that movie every year. We tried to get our kid to watch it this year, and he just didn't seem that interested. Maybe it's something you have to enjoy as an adult or something.
I enjoyed it as a kid. It's always just been, especially when the tree catches on fire and you just see the fireball come out of that room. That still cracks me up to this day.
Grace, she passed away 30 years ago.
Yeah. Aunt Bethany is also one of my favorites. Next on my list, another movie is Home Alone. I almost put this as an honorable mention because to me it like never really was a Christmas movie, because Home Alone and Home Alone 2 were just like my favorite movies growing up, and I would watch them constantly year round, especially Home Alone 2. But being the youngest child on my mom's side of the family, I feel in a big way being the youngest one in a big family on Christmas. And I definitely got in trouble a lot in front of the family like Kevin did. And so I definitely felt the little brother energy from him growing up. And also just, you know, I think when I was little, I had dreams that someone would break into my house so I could Home Alone them.
What about 3? Do you like Home Alone 3?
I haven't seen any of the non-Macaulay Culkin ones. I've seen like bits and pieces of maybe number 4, but I don't know. It's just without Macaulay Culkin, it doesn't feel like Home Alone to me.
The third one is actually really, really good. I loved the third one. The fourth one and the fifth one I have not actually seen all the way through, but that will be corrected tonight.
Nice. I probably do need to watch them eventually, but like I said, you know, there's no... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One is my mom's favorite movie of all time. Like, not just Christmas, but like any movie of all time, Home Alone is her favorite. I think Jurassic Park.
I bawled watching the first Home Alone this year, and it usually doesn't get to me, but maybe it's just the state of everything right now. But when she comes home and hugs and like is worried that he hates her, and then he runs up and hugs her, I lost it.
Aww.
And then finally, my number one just has to be our general Christmas routine. It's changed a bit, but our routine growing up, I was always very fortunate in the fact that most of my family lives in Boone where I live. So we never really had to travel. So we, throughout my childhood, had basically the same routine every single Christmas. We'd wake up early. My grandparents on my dad's side would come over and watch us open our presents. And then we would make breakfast with them. And then we would hang out and then go over to my mom's parents' house and do basically exactly what we do for Thanksgiving and have the buffet style meal. And then we just hang out all day at my mom's parents' house and then have leftovers for dinner. And that was basically what we did every year for my whole life. And then I got married and now we alternate every year where I spend Christmas with my parents 1 year and Christmas with her parents the next year, which I really enjoy. That's what I'm doing this year. But just that routine every year was always my favorite.
Oh, adulting can be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think we're all adapting and discovering new routines and safe ways of doing it. So I'm glad that you're still able to keep some traditions alive, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's my list. My one honorable mention is Die Hard. I know a lot of people don't consider that to be a Christmas movie, but it does have a redemption arc, and it does happen at Christmas. And, you know, whether it's actually a Christmas movie or not, it makes people – I think about it when I think of Christmas, and it makes people talk about Christmas.
It's always a debate. It's a one way to get people involved in talking for sure. Cause like you said, you either think it is or you're wrong. I mean, you either think it is or you think it isn't. And I know we are a little divided in this podcast ourselves cause I myself consider it a Christmas movie and Shane
does not.
So everybody's entitled to be wrong once in a while. What about it specifically why do you not consider it a Christmas movie?
It just feels like any other action movie that could take place on any day. Okay. Now, granted, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but when I saw it, I was like, this is not Christmas.
I could see that. I also just, you know, it happens at Christmas and it's about like the whole premise of it is like reunion and redemption. So I feel like that. I guess that could be more of a New Year's movie, but I don't know. I like a good action movie and being able to call an action movie a Christmas movie. Well, that's my list. What do y'all have for us?
Well, I've got some fun trivia.
Yay.
I lost my winning streak. I'm going to do the trivia this time.
Who knows? You might still win.
So we've got 11 questions. Mm-hmm. 5 of them are going to be from movie quotes, and you have to tell me what movie they are. And then the rest of them are going to be just general Christmas trivia.
Right? Okay.
Will one of you guys keep score?
Let's see. I can do it.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah.
First one. Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind, is a quote from which classic? White Christmas, Winter Wonderland, It's a Wonderful Life, or Miracle on 34th Street?
Miracle on 34th.
Thomas.
Oh, good job.
Okay. I just like smiling. Smiling's my favorite, is a quote from which Christmas movie?
Elf.
Thomas. Didn't even give the options.
Should I wait? Because I had...
I don't... So, I'm not going to give the options because they're too... It gives it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Santa says, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. When I get home, I'm getting a CAT scan. Which movie is that?
The Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus.
I was totally thinking that. I should have said it. Ugh.
I feel like that's the only movie I've seen where Santa falls off the roof.
You need many years of therapy. Many, many, many freaking years of therapy. No? Okay, I'm going to give options. Elf, The Night Before, The Lights of Holly, or Bad Santa?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Is that four?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, what do you say we both be independent together? Is a line from which Christmas classic? The Year Without a Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Christmas Town, or The Christmas Village?
Rudolph.
The Year Without Santa Claus.
Rudolph. The Year Without Santa Claus.
Yes.
Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph.
Was that to Yukon Jack?
I think it was to the elf. Is his name is that Yukon Jack?
Yukon Cornelius.
All righty. So, who's in the lead now? Tom?
4-1.
Okay. What did the other reindeers not let Rudolph do because of his shiny nose?
Join their reindeer games.
I think that was Thomas. All right, this one always tricks people up. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Four.
Dang, Shane, you like snapped at that. Okay, how many show up in A Muppet Christmas Carol?
Oh, man.
What's that?
How many in A Muppet Christmas Carol?
Five.
I don't know that one as well.
In A Muppet Christmas Carol, Jacob Marley are two people.
Oh, okay.
So is that a point, or was that just a...
No, that's a point for Shane. Okay. Where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind in the first movie?
France.
Let's go say Paris.
Yeah, it's Paris, France, so... in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, what three words are used to describe him?
Stink, stink, stuck.
Nice.
There we go.
Okay. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in A Christmas Story?
Randy.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
I should have known that because that is my father's name.
Is there one more?
Name too?
How many was that altogether now?
10.
10, okay, so one more. According to the song, what did my true love give me on the 8th day of Christmas? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, which day of Christmas?
8th day.
No, not 8. 8.
8 uncles uncling?
No, 8 maids, right?
Maids milking.
8 maids milking.
8 maids milking. 5 golden rings was always my favorite.
Hey, Christmas trivia!
I know, that's where I started in my head. It's like 5 golden rings, and then it just went down. I was like, nope, too far.
9 lords a leaping, 10 ladies dancing, 11 drummers drumming, 12. What is 12?
Lords a leaping?
Probably a bird, some type of bird.
All right, who won? Was it Tom?
Me.
It was Tom.
Oh, somebody's got a new winning streak.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, I'm better at trivia than the first couple episodes led on. So hopefully the law of large numbers is in my favor.
Well, after that, I guess I can go ahead and do my list.
Go for it.
So my list is, well, you'll see. So first off on my list, I have This Christmas. I know that This Christmas is hard for a lot of people. I know that a lot of people aren't seeing one another, but for my family, this is the first Christmas with our child.
Oh, and yeah.
This has been very, very special and an important Christmas to us. And I've been trying to share all of the holiday traditions that my family shared with me, with our kid, which has just made it a little bit more special. You know, we went and got the tree together. We decorated it together. We got outside stuff together. you know, I'm really excited about Christmas presents this year. I just want to go ahead and give it to them right now, but I can't.
Well, didn't they see a bunch of their presents?
No. Not able to know. Thankfully not. I don't want to say it because he might hear me say, so I won't say what we got him. But even though it's hard for a lot of people, I'm just really grateful that the three of us could be together. And I'm also really grateful for you guys. This year has been really hard, but it's also been very rewarding for me. I started a new job that actually pays well. I was able to get my dream vehicle that I've always wanted. So while 2020 has sucked in a lot of ways, it's also been very, very magical and special for me.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, seeing us when we were little was like always what my mom said she loved about Christmas. So I'm really excited that y'all get to experience that.
Next on my list is A Muppet Christmas Carol. I have probably watched A Muppet Christmas Carol at least 11 times this month.
Nice.
I like to put it on when we're going to bed. It's my favorite version of A Christmas Carol besides a diva Christmas Carol, which has Vanessa Williams and Kathy Griffin in it. But anyway, Muppet Christmas Carol, when I was a kid, I would sing the songs. We would watch it on repeat. I still sing the songs. It's been stuck in my head for weeks. So, and thankfully Disney Plus has it on there.
Oh man, I need to watch the Mickey one. That's always been my favorite.
26 minutes long.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. We watched it last night. It was 26 minutes. I was like, oh, it's already done. Oh wow.
When I was younger, it felt longer.
Me too. Way longer.
I was terrified of that one, especially when the giant's eye pokes through the curtain in his bed. That always scared me.
What we were doing last night when we were watching it is we were trying to see all the background characters. So there were a lot of people from Robin Hood, the animal Robin Hood cartoon. Willow and the Frog, or Mr. Toad.
Is that Toad, yeah.
Fezziwig. And
Ichabod.
Yeah, the other story that's in that movie. So next on my list is a little bit of a personal one for me. I was adopted right before high school started. And before I was adopted, I was not in a safe or stable environment. And I grew up incredibly poor, which there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know this, but sometimes schools will pick a family in need and provide stuff for them. Mm-hmm. Well, one year when I was a kid, my family was the family that was picked for that. And so it was like the day before Christmas and we didn't have a tree. We didn't have any presents or anything. And several people from my school showed up and brought my family food and a tree and presents for me and my sisters. And almost every single one of my presents that I got was something Power Rangers related.
Oh.
So I always remember that as my Power Ranger Christmas. And that was the year that I got a Blue Ranger outfit, and I had the Blue Ranger gloves that when you pushed the fingers, they would make different sounds because they're in them. So that's, like I said, it's a little bit personal and it's a little bit sad, but at the same time, like, I didn't know we were poor. I just knew that we were being showered with all of these things and we had a big dinner and stuff. So that Christmas is something that's very, special to me.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is not going to make a lot of sense, but the movies Austin Powers Goldmember, Halloween Resurrection, and Undercover Brother.
Okay.
Wait to hear this one.
I mentioned a minute ago, I was adopted right before high school started. And when I was adopted, the first time I ever met my brother, my mom brought me up to Boone and we went to the movies and saw Undercover Brother. So that movie always makes me think of my brother Matthew. So cut to later on in the summer, we're listening to radio station in the car and the radio station says, call B-Caller 8 and win midnight tickets to Austin Powers Goldmember. And my mom said, who in the right mind would ever go see Austin Powers at midnight? So a couple weeks later, we're at the beach, and it's a horribly rainy, rainy day. So we decided to go see a movie, and all I wanted to see was Goldmember. And of course, when we got there, it was completely sold out. So instead, we went and saw Halloween Resurrection, which I love horror movies. I'm a big Michael Myers fan. I also love Busta Rhymes. That's Busta Rhymes in it. And Tyra Banks was in that one, too.
And,
Katie Sackhoff, Bo-Katan is in that movie. Huh. And just a lot of people that I recognize from other stuff that I watched. So after we watched that movie, it was, you know, midnight and we were going to leave. And my mom said, wait, where are you going? And she took me and we went and saw a midnight release of Austin Powers Goldmember. And so as we're sitting in the theater, I lean over and I just look at my mom and I go, I guess we're not in our right mind. And that's something that we still laugh about. So after that summer for Christmas, I got Austin Powers, Halloween Resurrection, and Undercover Brother as from my different family members because those movies were so important to me. So even though I didn't see them at Christmas time, I did receive them as gifts at Christmas, and those are always something that that plays in my mind often. So then my last one, the big present that I wanted so badly when I was a kid. Well, I say kid, but I was in high school, that I finally got was Marvel versus Capcom 2 for the PlayStation 2.
Nice.
That is like a game.
The biggest deal for me to get because that game had the Darkstalkers characters, which is a fighting video game, and then it also had like Jill Valentine from Resident Evil in there as a character. And that, to me, I'm obsessed with Resident Evil. That was just the coolest thing in the world. And so my mom said I could get it for Christmas. So she bought it for me when we found it in the store. But she literally made me wait until Christmas to have it. Finally, I annoyed her so much that she gave me the game booklet from the inside. Let me just have the book. I can just like look at that. Please, please, please. So I always... Those are my special Christmas memories and things that are precious to me and things that play and repeat in my mind. Some materialistic things, but, and then my final honorable mention, which I've already mentioned this before, is the Power Rangers Saves Christmas special with Alpha 5 and all of that stuff. I've actually not been able to find a physical copy of it, but I did find it on YouTube. So I have got to watch it this year. But one of these days I'm sure they'll re-release it on DVD or Blu-ray or something and I'll be able to find it and get it. And, we'll add that to our Christmas collection.
Mm-hmm. It's on DVD. Remember?
Where?
It's in my collection. In fact, I think I let you borrow it.
Is it on the bonus features?
Yeah. That's why I let you borrow that one.
What? I have it on my shelf. I'm going to put it in right now. Well, the only thing I watched on the bonus features was like the director stuff and the behind the scenes stuff. I didn't even see that the Christmas was on there. I'm so excited. But yeah, that's my list.
Yay.
Lovely list.
Shane, what have you got for us this week?
All right. So my list, starting off with my number 5 choice for my top 5, which we've kind of already touched on a bit, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That is my absolute favorite Christmas story. I don't know why. It just kind of resonates with me so much. But my favorite version is actually the Mickey Mouse version. I watched that when I was young. I own it on DVD now, so I watch it every year. And yeah, I just remember when I was young, it felt like it was like this movie length. And now as an adult, I know it's not that long, but like, I just think they nail the tone and everything so right about it, even though they're Disney characters, and that just makes it that much better. Cause when I was younger, I was a huge Mickey Mouse fan.
Well, and don't they actually use like direct lines from the book in the Mickey version too? Like, aren't they actually quote the text?
They do.
Muppet one is a little bit more liberal with what they're doing.
Yes. And like, I only think I've seen the Muppet one once or twice, maybe.
Have you ever seen Scrooged?
I have. And I will watch any iteration of it. But my top favorites always tend to be, you know, more on the animated side of things. But anytime any TV show or cartoon does a version of A Christmas Carol, I'm totally there for it.
I really liked the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody one that they did with London.
Yes.
I thought that maybe it was when they were on the cruise ship. Maybe it was on deck, but they did a London Christmas Carol or something like that. Mm-hmm. I always liked that version too.
I saw a meme that was like, what would you do if a ghost and a more successful version of yourself just showed up in your bedroom and then was like, oh, the humanity, and then disappeared? Like, how would that make you feel?
But so yeah, so Christmas Carol, and I went through a phase, and I'll still do this sometimes because obviously I own the book, but I went through a phase where I would read it every December, but now that I've read it so many times, I know it by heart pretty much at this point. And I, you know, I'm wanting to read other things like for my book a month challenge. So I haven't read that this year, but I've watched it, several iterations of it already. And yeah, Christmas Carol, it's my favorite Christmas story.
It's a good one.
Next up on my list, Christmas decorations. I love putting up trees. I want a tree in every single room of my house. I have several. I have small ones. I have a desk tree at work. I have one in my room at home. We have two in the living room. And, you know, when I do eventually get in my own place, because I have a very wonderful roommate, but there will be one in the kitchen. I'll find a bathroom tree, just a small one set on the sink, nothing major in there, but one in every room. I also love decorating with lights. I can string lights. That's been a huge thing for my family since I was younger, so I still like to do that. But the thing I love most are Christmas villages, especially the Charles Dickens-esque ones, probably because I love Christmas Carol so much. But I have a pretty massive one that I put out every year. I do it at work now because it is so huge and I have more room there. But
didn't you share your village with us on our social media?
I did.
Yeah, so go check it out and look at it. It's really cool.
Thank you. So yeah, Christmas decorations is one of my favorite things to do. It only happens really once a year.
Oh yeah. And in college, I bordered my living room with Christmas lights, and that makes the perfect movie watching ambiance. It's amazing.
It does. I did it to my room in college too. And I would leave them up a little longer, because my other big thing is with Christmas decorations, I like to take them down sometime in January. I'm definitely not one of those types that leaves them up all year round, because I feel like that kills the mood.
Yeah, not all year, but I mean, at least till January 15th or so.
Oh, absolutely. Next on my list, and I've gotten better at this as the years go by, wrapping gifts for others. I really like wrapping because I'm not a crafty person. I don't have a lot of skills like that. My skills, I like to think, lay in writing and acting. So I'm just not that crafty or artistic. But I'm going on 35 now, so over 34 years, or probably really more like 20-some, I have actually learned how to be a pretty decent wrapper. Still not perfect by any means, but I really, when I was wrapping all my gifts for everyone this past December, it was really fun.
Well, bust a couple rhymes right now for us.
Bust a couple of rhymes?
Yeah, you said you're a really good rapper. I got a bad dad joke book, so now I think I'm hilarious.
Okay, well, wait, how about this? Call me Shane on the MIC. When you listening to me, you be listening to Beeps. Bump it.
Oh! Excuse me, I want to go change my pants.
Yeah. I'm terrible at both rapping and wrapping presents. Mine look like they've been attacked every year.
My husband actually said that he thinks that I'm a pretty decent rapper, which I was very tickled about, because I always feel like it looks like a bear did it.
Oh, well, like I said, I'm nowhere near perfect, but I can wrap a box very well. But I'm not one of those people who could take, you know, like a giant spoon or something and wrap it perfectly and it looks like a giant spoon. It would look terrible if I did something like that, or a dartboard or something.
I like the trend that's going around now where you get like a small square present and then wrap it and it looks like a wheelbarrow, or, you know, wrapping it so it looks like it's something completely different.
Yes. My siblings used to joke that that's how my wrapping started out. It would look like something and then they would open it and be like, oh, it's a video game. I thought it was a glass.
We hosted exchange students when I was little, and so a lot of them we had one from Egypt who hadn't celebrated Christmas before and was wrapping presents for the first time, and all of his kind of looked like hard candy with like peppermints.
He just
put a tube of paper around it and tied it at each end. It was my favorite.
Cool. You know, some people are really good making stuff look like, I've seen giant candy presents look like that. And then I tried to make one year and it looked terrible.
Yeah. No matter how I wrap a present, it's just going to look bad.
Oh, practice makes perfect.
I'm more of a bags guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
But all right. The tissue paper looks terrible.
Oh, I cannot tissue paper to save my life. All right. Next up on my list, right before my number one choice, again, you guys have kind of mentioned it a little bit, but the Christmas specials, and I also wrote like my DVDs and cartoons, because I am a huge avid DVD collector, more so for the TV side of things. So I have a lot of those Christmas specials on DVD, and among my favorites are those stop motion ones, the Rudolph, the Year Without Santa Claus, all of those stories by Rankin and Bass, which I still kind of wish they were around, but I knew it wouldn't be the same. But I love those classic Christmas specials. Another one of my favorites, Garfield's Christmas, which is, you know, a lot of these no longer really air, which hurts my heart a little bit, but that's also why I got them on DVD.
We watched the Scooby-Doo special.
Which one?
The one with the snowman at the department store.
Yes.
It's all of those, like the Bugs Bunny ones, the Scooby-Doo ones, like all of those are on HBO Max right now. The Felix Saves Christmas ones.
Very nice. You should, if it's not on there, and if you haven't already watched it, because I just watched it last night, and it is also one of my favorites, The Nutcracker Scoob.
No, I have not seen that one.
It's from the 80s, so in my opinion, it's better than those newer ones, but I'm definitely classic Scooby all the way. But it's on my list every year, and my Christmas collection of things that I watch from TV shows and a lot of the specials, I counted it out, and every year I have to either watch multiples on a day or just annex some, which this year I annexed my Bob's Burgers Christmas specials because they're airing on TV, and I see those quite frequently. But I have 60 Christmas specials.
Wow. How long are they there? Are they like the 30-minute specials and hour-long specials?
They're both. Because like I said, I own the Rankin and Bass ones, and those are typically more along the lines of an hour, but I own a lot of the other TV ones. You know, I have the Power Ranger Christmas one, which is 30 minutes long. So it's just a bunch from different TV shows because those are more my medium. But I also have the movies like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I was trying to think, like I said, the Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol. Oh, goodness, what else is there? Like, I had to make a list, and that's when I realized this year I have, like, 60 things, which means some of them get chopped off every year, or I just watch a ton of Christmas stuff one day.
Yeah.
But those are always fun. Back to childhood. And if you guys ever want to borrow any, hit me up. I probably have it.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm glad, yes. I'm glad you collect DVDs, because I did that for a long time and felt like, you know, I just love having DVDs. We used to have Ed McKay in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go there in Greensboro, Reggie?
All the time.
Yeah, I have so many DVDs from Ed McKay.
Well, and you could always pick ones you weren't watching anymore and go pick out new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, streaming is really cool, but DVDs are forever. All right, and then wrapping up my list, my final thing that I put on my list was the spirit of Christmas. And what I mean by that, you know, it's the idea that this time of year, that should really be all year long, that you should just be extra kind and nice to everyone, extra helpful, spend time with your family and your loved ones. And just, you know, the Christmas traditions my family do, like we open our gifts on Christmas Eve night, and then we go see our relatives, both sides, on Christmas Day, because like Tom, I am very local, so I don't have to travel very far. So we're able to hit both sides of the family. On a normal year, we are able to hit both sides of the family on Christmas Day, which has been really great. And it gets so dark this time of the year, so I also sometimes will struggle with winter blues. But when it's Christmas and all the lights are out and you're just doing nice things for others, that just makes it so much better. Cause I'm a summer guy and this year's not always my favorite, but Christmas is uber fun.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
I also would like to just throw out that even though we all, the three of us, we do celebrate Christmas, that there are other holidays this time of year too. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. While I don't observe any of those holidays, we do try to, honor them. We'll make latkes. I also enjoy like the challah bread, which if you guys haven't had, Stick Boy makes those. You can pick those up, I think, on Fridays. But you know, there's the spirit of the season.
True. It
applies to all of the holidays, no matter if you're religious or if it's something that just your family does. Like Christmas time is a Hanukkah time and a Kwanzaa time.
Hey, I mean, winter solstice happens.
Yep.
The solstice is always nice because it means it's going to eventually stop getting dark at 4:30.
Well,
exactly.
Isn't every day getting longer from now on?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
We're on the upper trend towards summer.
Well, you have any honorable mentions, Shane?
No honorable mentions from me this week. I tried to think of something and I couldn't, and I don't know why, because I'm sure I left something out and 2 hours from now I'll be like, oh, that's what I should have said. So no honorable mentions, just Christmas in general, candy cane, seasonal items, all that stuff.
Well, y'all, it was a fun, I always end up enjoying the holiday specials a lot more than I think I will, but I had fun with y'all this week. I hope you'll have a wonderful holiday. Do we have anything that we are going to give a shout out to this week?
Well, I always like to give a shout out to my buddy, Jimmy Kerr, with his custom furniture, Willow Mountain Woodwork. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram. Custom made furniture. Also, he does cutting boards and spoons. And I know it's a little late for last minute Christmas presents, but if you need a even later Christmas present, you can still hit him up.
Yes. Or a Boxing Day present.
A Boxing Day. If you need a New Year's Day present. You can also find his stuff at the butcher shop in West Jefferson, Ramblin' Poppy. So if you're looking for some locally made wood goods,
might have to go there and get some prosciutto while I'm there.
They have some amazing custom sausages that they make out there. I mean, more than I could even list off. Like, there's a board and they just write all of the options and the flavors that they have available. Really top notch. And the people who own Ramblin' Poppy are also just super awesome and nice people. Definitely go out and give them a say hey.
Excellent. We'll always shout out Jordy Marie Gaming. She's our good friend who games video game streams. In fact, I think she was streaming as we recorded, and she will be streaming twice a day, usually. Animal Crossing, Among Us, sometimes Dead by Daylight, The Sims 100 Baby Challenge. Check her out. Also, shout out Mason Blevins. His book, 34 Degrees, is available almost anywhere you can get books. Amazon, BAM, and online. Lulu.com. And finally, one other one, Ori's Game Corner, which is a nice local game shop that we have discovered. I don't know if they have an online site yet, but if you're definitely local, check them out. It's a great place.
I think they have a Facebook page, or is it an Instagram page? I know I saw a post from them the other day. They were doing like a discount on their merchandise for Christmas. Recently went there and got some last minute gifts from Ori, so they were pretty awesome.
Might have to check them out.
And finally, you guys can find us online. We're Total Nerdlist, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
Ooh. Well, y'all, y'all have an excellent holiday. We'll be probably doing something for New Year's next week.
Broke our 600.
We broke our 600, so we have to eat some nasty jelly beans.
That's coming soon.
I'll keep you posted, and we'll make sure we get good lighting on us so we can share of us doing it.
Well,
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.